Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The following podcast has been rated listener MA. It contains strong language, violence, adult situations, nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Would you rather give up cheese or blowjobs for the rest of your life?
Oh, blowjobs all day.
I'm the same. I'm fucking
yeah, way. They hurt my jaw.
Blank. Rejected name for condoms.
Gosh, I don't know. Cock koozies, jizz mittens, ham holsters, kidnappers.
Yeah, try it now! What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. I'm your host. My name is Scotty Gurman, a.k.a. Scooter McFuckstick, and alongside me, I have two excellent stand-up comedians. First, he's basically been holding down the fort for this show since basically Jeremy Joseph retires. Please welcome the very funny and very gay Mr. J.P.
J.P.
That's right.
Man, do you hear they're going crazy?
Nuts.
Wow.
Absolutely nuts for you, J.P.
Awesome.
And we have another very funny stand-up comedian. So funny, he just opened for the very famous Mr. Pauly Shore. Please welcome in the very funny Mr. Steve Peters.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to be on Lots.
Lots, yeah. Yeah, that is kind of what it is anyways.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. But anyways, guys, if this is the very first time you've ever listened to the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast, this is a comedy podcast where we like to make very inappropriate jokes about the current events that are going on in sports and inappropriate jokes that don't have to do with sports at all. This is also an adult podcast where we like to use foul language and offend people who are easily offended. So if that's you, you're in the wrong place. Get out of here. Thank you and bye. Woo, boys.
That was far less fucked than before. You usually said fucking there a lot.
I did, yeah. I'm trying to turn over a new leaf, though, Steve.
We're trying to get new listeners.
Yeah, it's more of a family show.
Yeah, we're a family show now.
Well, yeah. As everyone that JP has blown would say, that's gay.
Yeah. I'll be the gay uncle.
Yeah, you will. But we do have an excellent show for you guys today. We've got some headlines to go over.
I'm basically Dave Coulier.
He is, yeah.
Just call me Uncle Joey.
That's
cut
right.
It out.
We have the return of What Would You Do?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay. Instead of Never Have I Ever, I figured that would be a little bit more fun. And then I posted that. And then, like, I'd say 80% of the people didn't read the fucking thing and gave me a whole bunch of Never Ever Ever shit. But anyways, we have That's Where I Draw the Line, which is JP's favorite segment, Questions and Preguntas, a draft. And as always, we wrap things up with a shitty situation. But to kick this bad boy off, we like to talk about us because we're narcissistic pricks. And I'd like to tell you what's happened to us over the last week. We call it our week recap. And as usual, we're going to kick things off with JP. Because you did a lot, didn't you? Yeah?
Drinking, smoking, straight West Coasting.
There you go, buddy.
All 2 weeks.
2 weeks,
oh, and
man.
Bowling.
You went bowling?
Yeah.
Speaking of bowling, there was actually a listener that had a question specifically for you.
Oh, yeah?
And he wants to know, what is your opinion on Pittsburgh's balls out bowling where nudity is required?
Let's go to Pittsburgh.
Here's the thing.
I'm imagining
this
bowlers.
Normally... I'd be all for something like this.
Uh-huh.
But if you've ever been to Pittsburgh or a bowling alley anywhere,
yeah,
You don't want to see those people nude.
No, you don't.
This is not a good thing.
No. All right, here's the deal.
We're not talking about like the college bowlers. We're talking about like if I were to go out there and get naked. Now, 20 years ago, I would have loved that. But yeah, now, yeah. I don't even like to look at myself in the mirror after I get out of the shower. I'm going to have to say...
Overrated.
Overrated. Way, way overrated.
Yeah.
I am making notes to look this up later on.
I think you'll regret it.
I think that'd be awesome. I mean, bowlers that's are professional athletes.
Yeah, that's what you'd think.
You know? Yeah. What else are you going to do with the nacho cheese? You just put it in different places, and yeah, that's awesome.
Man. I'm just thinking of Forklift Carl. You know, he's just guy. He's bowling excellent, but my God, dude, he's got a dump truck.
Munson would look amazing naked.
Dude, could you imagine
bowling? Yeah, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Roy Munson would be one thing, but how about fucking the other guy?
Who was the other guy?
I don't know. I'm lost over here.
What? You've never seen Kingpin?
I've seen it once.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
And then I realized,
just want to see Roy Munson's landlord.
It was a bowling movie, and she's I was hot. Like, fuck that.
He ate her out and he puked for an hour and a half. But it paid his rent. Hey. I think that's a fair trade.
That is fair.
I guess so.
She did say he was being a little over dramatic.
So you bowled.
I bowled.
Yeah, how'd you do?
Bad and good.
Okay, that's fine.
I shot my lowest game of the season.
Oh, that's bad.
Last Thursday night.
Yeah.
It was 137.
Oh.
And I was trying. So that's pretty fucking ridiculous. That's bad. So
I think I may have bowled 137 before. Not to rub it in.
No, good job.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I'm fucking impressed.
My daughter's 12. That's what she bowls on average.
On average. Uh-huh. Good. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. Played some poker.
Yeah. Me and you got a head-to-head match this weekend.
Yeah, we do. Going down.
It's going down for real.
Over at Derek's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you playing?
I don't know. Maybe. I might. I don't know. We'll see.
There you go.
See what happens.
You're not doing nothing else.
Probably not. Probably. I don't know. We'll see.
You got to open for Pauly Shore again?
Yeah. That guy is fun. He's
good. Hey, man, quit touching my microphone.
I'm sorry. The tip was coming off.
Can you please?
Sorry.
Look, you're going to get me excited. And then you're going to have to finish me off. And the whole show's going to go off the rails.
It's going
to
go crazy.
I don't think anybody would even notice.
Probably not.
Oh, they'd notice.
But anyways, I guess I'll kick my week off if you legitimately. Yeah, that's
legitimately okay. All I did, man. Fucking anticlimactic.
So there's a very famous stand-up comedian who calls himself 10 Milligram Tom. That would be Tom Segura.
Literally never heard of it. Oh, yeah. Tom Segura. All right, I've been.
But whenever he has edibles.
Tom Safe.
Yeah, whenever he has edibles, he calls himself 10 Milligram Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Scotty became 10 Milligram Scotty over the last couple of days.
Oh.
Man, that's a good time.
Nice.
It's very nice.
I've been trying to tell you, man. Where it's at.
That is where it's at. It is where it's at. It makes
everything more fun.
It does. Or makes everything really sleepy. Either way. That's what I got. I mean, but it was great.
Why do you think I'm so lazy?
That's true. That makes a good point. But no, I tried because I don't sleep very well naturally whenever you work a full-time job and shit like that. And then you come home and you have to edit a fucking podcast on top of it. Your hours get all fucked up. So I tried this and that was a good sleep. Every bone and muscle relaxes. It's fucking great. So there's that.
We should just start doing this live.
We probably should. It'd be entertaining. Steve would be
it's
a
kind
fucking
of is live, isn't it? I mean, we don't really edit it.
Yes, he does.
Sometimes. But the other really fun thing I got to do was clean out my garage over the last weekend.
Oh, that's cool, man. You have a garage. That's cool.
Yeah. And that garage was fucking destroyed. It was so destroyed. I didn't realize how lazy my wife is, but whenever we
She should be cleaning out the garage a little bit there. I agree.
That is some bullshit.
No, dude. It's this bad. I actually had to have our trash company bring an actual commercial grade trash receptacle.
Holy shit, dude.
It was that bad.
Wow. And you have a pickup truck.
I know, but I want
that's a show truck, sir, not a work truck.
That's true. But the other thing is I don't want to put it in my truck, drive it all the way across town, and then like damage my truck or let shit fall out.
I rest my case.
Yeah.
That's true.
Exactly. So I want to pay somebody to come and bring me the trash receptacle and then make it really easy for me, and that's perfectly fine. That's how capitalism works.
I paid for somebody to bring me a trash receptacle once.
was his name?
Brent.
That was a cum dumpster. That's different.
Yeah. That's different. Probably cost less.
Yeah.
But for sure. I did actually like go through a whole bunch of shit that I haven't seen for a long time, and it was kind of sad throwing away certain stuff. But I found my entire collection of PlayStation 4 video games that I didn't know where they were. So now I'm back on it, baby.
All right.
I'm back on it. Red Dead Redemption 2, here we come. I'm doing it again.
Nice.
And then the last thing I will talk about is I got really overly upset about something that it's in our everyday life. But when you actually think about it and it happens to you, it really frustrates the fuck out of you. And that is calling to-go orders, and then you pay, and they have the tip here. Tip this amount, and you working in the restaurant industry, what is your opinions on such things?
I always just do the tip that amount. I always do, only because then I don't have to fuck with it when they get there.
Well, right. No, I'm saying they ask you for a tip whenever they like just.
You mean like Uber Eats? They do like 18%, 20%, stuff like that. I think it's easy. I just hit it.
It's almost like when you go and get fucking gas anymore. They you put your card in and then there's a thing. Do you want to tip like 18 to 20%? It's like, absolutely fucking not. I pumped my own goddamn gas.
Well, you didn't make your own fucking food.
I did. I don't get food.
Fuck. I did run into that at Metty's the other day. They don't leave an option to not tip.
See, so we
like it's literally you don't have an option to not tip, and so it took me like three times to figure out if you just type in 000 and hit enter, then the tip is zero.
Oh,
but,
okay.
I mean, it's not. I'm not trying to be a dick, but the chick literally was like, she goes, "What do you want?" And I go, "I just want a lamb shawarma and hummus." And she's like, "All right, here you go. Here's your number, bro." Fuck off. I'm not tipping 20% on here's your number.
That's where
you know what I mean.
Upset.
Come on.
That's why I was upset. That was the whole reason. I'll
always tip delivery drivers and an actual server, an actual waitress or waiter or something like that. Of course, I always tip at least 25%, if not more.
Same.
But if you're just standing at a cash register,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. That's kind of my point.
I've worked in the service industry since I was 14 years old.
Right.
But I'm good on that.
What do you think about this? Like, well, I mean, you have to go orders.
Yeah.
And. I mean, what would you do? Would you tip?
On a to-go order?
Yeah.
On Uber, I always tip 18% before it ever gets to my house.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
I mean, it's just standard.
Yeah, absolutely. But
I mean,
but would you tip the person behind the counter?
I would, only because I'm fucking in that industry.
Yeah, okay.
But that's why.
Okay, I mean, that's fine.
I don't get like upset when to-go orders don't tip. I could give a shit.
Yeah, not only that, she was kind of rude, so I didn't want to. That was probably the thing that actually pissed me off the most. But anyways, that was my week. That's it. Mr. Steve Peters, it's been quite a few weeks.
Dude, I don't know if I can top this.
Yeah, I know.
Holy shit. Know. Bowling and to-go orders. That was pretty fucking
good
intense.
Luck.
How's therapy going?
No longer in therapy.
Oh, damn.
That guy quit.
Decided.
He's healed.
You know who does my therapy? Who? Mr. John Jameson.
Yeah.
He's in Ireland.
Yep.
He's a good I've heard he's very a good
guy. Yeah. Indeed, yeah. Mix him with a little water and everything is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. I don't know. I mean, today I woke up and I've been doing these cold plunges every single day. I found a freezer on Facebook Marketplace for $100 and then turned it into a cold plunge. So it's at 40, usually about 48 degrees is where I leave it at.
Mm-hmm.
And I do 5 minutes in that. And I've been trying to lose weight too.
Yeah.
So I turned it into like this little podcast thing that's on my YouTube page, and I usually post it on my Facebook. It's called Shrinking Peters.
nice.
Dude, I swear to you, when I get out of that fucking cold plunge, I have to pop my dick out like a pimple. It's that bad. Like, it tries to go back inside. Like... Like, fuck you, Dylan Mulvaney. Mine really does turn into a vagina.
Oh, shit.
I better get a Bud Light can for that.
You should.
But anyway, I feel like a dick because I started that last week on Tuesday, and I went and dropped my wife off for a colonoscopy at 7 a.m. and then came home, was going to do my cold plunge, take the kids to school, go back and pick her up. And then I went back to pick her up, and we found out that she had a large mass in her colon that was confirmed is colon cancer. Mm. So it was bad. Yeah, that's, yeah. So I turned into a blubbering fucking baby the whole entire time, and then she got mad because she's a gangster and is way tougher than me. So we found out Wednesday that it has not spread to anywhere else in her body. She had a full body scan, and they think that they can just go ahead and surgically remove it, and then that'll be it. They think it's an anomaly, and it was weird, and she's only 44 years old, and it's been there for 5 to 10 years. So
wow.
Yeah, so bad news, good news, and then Friday morning, I get the call, hey, you're opening for Pauly Shore all weekend long, and I was just like, what in the fuck is, like, are they just trying to give me a heart attack? Like, what's going on here? And so then I went and fucking murdered it Friday and Saturday with Pauly Shore and had a great time. Friday was just me and Pauly, and then Saturday was me, Derek, and or Derek Alders and Megan Welch
for yeah.
Pauly Shore. Yeah, it was fucking badass, dude, that I got to work with them. That was amazing. And then so I went back on all the cold plunge shit yesterday and today. I am trying to shrink. Like, I really am trying to lose weight. So today I got up, did the cold plunge, went on a mile run. And then, I don't know. Oh, I went and gave blood earlier today, too, at 1 p.m. So these vodka waters are hitting a little different.
it's therapy.
But it's been a fucking day.
Yeah.
It's been a week. It's been a couple of weeks, man. I don't know. What was your
experience with Pauly Shore? First of all, do you
very
know?
Very interesting.
I'm sure. But do you know how many people... Like younger people don't know who the fuck he is?
Yeah. Well, yeah, completely understandable.
How do you think they would know?
Yeah, that's
true. I don't know. Whenever I was a kid, I watched movies that were made in the 80s. You know, I went back
and... you grew up in way long ago. You know what I mean? Like, that was closer to... like right now. Like, right, that would be like us being born... I was born in 76, so that would be like me watching movies from the 50s.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not doing that. Like, I mean, Godzilla or something, maybe. I don't know when that was made, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
It would, it's got a zero!
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say, which one? Yeah. But yeah. So what was the overall experience other than... I'm sure he's a fucking weird guy.
He's a very strange guy. He is very in charge. Like, he's micromanaged, like, big time. He is not a fun hang. There's other comics that I've worked with that are very famous that are a fucking blast to hang around, mm-hmm. and they treat you like a normal human being. And, you know, being in Bert Kreischer's green room with Chris Porter and having fun and doing that was great. Pauly Shore is more a little standoffish, don't talk to me, do this, bye.
Not
you know what I mean? And then
shocked.
And then sent us to our own little separate green room.
Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah.
I don't, you know what I mean? And the other thing is, he does own the Comedy Store, and I feel like that does, I mean, by default, I guess, he owns the Comedy Store.
But yeah.
I feel like that has something to do with him being a little more standoffish, because every fucking comic in the entire world that's done 5 minutes on an open mic is like, hey, bro, can you get me up to the Comedy Store? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure he hears all kinds of crazy shit. But... you know, and he doesn't know where I'm from, what I do, what
sure,
I,
yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? So it was okay.
Yeah?
I enjoyed the experience of performing in front of that many people.
What?
Did you see his Instagram story?
Uh-uh.
Derek and Megan.
Oh, yeah, and I guess I was on it the day before. And I didn't even know it because, dude, I didn't follow him, so it didn't tag me in the Instagram story. I didn't even follow the dude.
At the very bottom of the screen, it had Derek's name. Derek.
Yep.
Yep.
That was great. Well, that
Derek.
And he called him Damon at first,
yeah,
too. So there was.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, there was a couple of. But Derek and awesome. Derek and Megan were extremely nervous. Here was my theory. I didn't get nervous. I didn't get nervous either night. I thought it was fine. The first night was 850 people.
Mm-hmm.
If half of those people hate me and the other half laugh, it's still going to be fucking awesome.
Right, sure. Right.
The second night was 1,150 people. if even a quarter of those people like me, it's still going to be fucking awesome. So I walked into the green room. I had two Jameson and Waters, and I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And they were like, oh, studying their they were like, yeah, studying their notes and shit like that. And I go, you fucking nerds, let's party. And they were just like, what is wrong with you? And I was like, hey, if there was 40 people out there, I would be, nervous as fuck. But I just, it's not. It's so much easier when it's a big
the
crowd.
The more so people easier. In the crowd, the easier it is. So much more fun.
It makes sense.
Because if you can make half a crowd of 40 people laugh,
yeah,
you're not guaranteed that those other 20 are going to laugh just because those 20 are.
Right.
But if you can make 30 or 40 people of 1,100 laugh,
yep.
They're all going to start laughing
because it was good.
They want to feel like...
I did very well. I got some big, huge pops, and it was awesome. Fun. It was really fun. So
I guess the behind-the-scenes deal. So I guess like the Crown Uptown...
yeah.
The Crown Uptown put out a post, and that post was, who are your favorite local comedians here in Wichita to open for...
I didn't even know that I had been nominated for that.
Yeah, yeah. And it was actually kind of funny because...
I nominated you. You're welcome.
Aww. Well, guess who I get a text from Tuesday night when that post was
Derek.
100%.
Oh, tell all the listeners.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Funny. But then it was like...
Fucking cheater.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing that...
He already won twice.
Exactly.
He won twice. Fucking asshole.
But the thing that cracks me up the most is like he thought he missed it. He thought he really missed it because the first person that was announced was actually Steve, and then it was Megan.
I mean,
and of course it's gonna be Steve.
Of course,
right?
Yeah.
But so I text Derek in the morning, and I'm just like, "Hey, man, so what's the good word?" And he's just like, "I didn't get it." And then, and you can just tell he's just so fucking pessimistic and shit.
Yep.
And it's just like, God,
he's a sad clown. Jeremy Joseph had it right.
Yeah. But I'm glad he got it. And it's kind of a really cool honor, especially for the fucking show.
It was cool. Though?
Yeah, two fucking...
It's okay.
Okay, so here's the other thing.
Two stand-up comedians on this show got to open for...
Okay, but
Pauly Shore.
But you just asked about Pauly Shore and how he was. Look at it this way. What kind of fucking maniac is a headliner... And goes to a city with sold out shows and doesn't have a feature or an MC.
Right. There's a reason.
He's just like, go grab some fucking locals, bruh. And I'm like, surely to God, there's going to be like a guy that's like, hey, you know, we're in this city all the time. I'm going to do this much time. No.
Nope.
That's it. It was his manager who was different on Friday from Saturday. Didn't even see the Saturday manager. The Friday manager guy was cool as fuck. I actually liked that guy. But it was strange. Like it was very odd the way that it was put together, and it was obviously put together by him. It just seemed
he wants to keep all the money, bro.
He did put a lot of zeros in my paycheck.
Well, hey, that's good. That's awesome.
Well, it was $0.
Oh,
so that was not the best part. So, I got paid nothing.
That kind of
weird.
Got paid in what is it? Fucking, you get paid in exposure.
Yeah, exposure.
Fuck your exposure. anyway, but yeah, it was fun, man. It was a cool show. It was a really, really cool show. And his biography thing the Friday night was actually pretty cool. It was really neat to watch.
What? Anything else you did at all? Was that pretty much it?
I think that's pretty much it.
Okay.
I don't think I've done anything else.
All right, that's fine.
Ever in my life.
That's fine. Well, now we get to move on to the headlines. We've got some stuff that's happened over the last week that I figured at least you sports fans would probably like. My favorite thing that happened over this last week was I was really excited when I first heard it, but I guess USC head coach Lincoln Riley was killed by an illegal immigrant. Did you see that?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley. Yeah, you dipshit. All right. Yeah. All right.
And I can't stand Lincoln Riley. And I saw all these posts on the next morning after the State of the Union speech. And I'm like, yes, he really got fucking, he's fucking gone. He's fucking gone. No, it's just there was a mistake in identity, I guess. So there was that. But I wanted to talk to you guys about this so badly, especially you two. And especially you, Steve, because you like to do a lot of betting and stuff like that.
Yes, I do.
It was released that Mike Tyson will be fighting Jake Paul.
So fucking stupid.
Okay. hold on. Hold the fuck on. Mm-hmm. Let's be real about this. Mike Tyson.
Bro, that's like me fighting Mike Tyson.
Is 58 years old.
Doesn't matter.
So what?
You don't remember. You don't forget that shit. You build have my that confidence. You have so that bad. You have that muscle memory in your fucking bone. Like, you have to understand, he has been training his body to beat the fuck out of people his whole life.
Yeah. I know.
I mean,
know.
It's not that ask doesn't go away. Yeah, exactly. You remember, did you ever watch that documentary when they came out when he was in jail? And he was like, man, everybody in jail kept calling me a tree jumper. I thought that was cool because I was like an athlete and stuff. And then I found out a tree jumper is somebody that jumped out of the trees and rapes people. Yo, I'll never forget that. I was laughing my fucking ass off. I think I was like 15.
Oh, Jesus.
But no, Christ. You don't forget how to pummel people into a fucking dust.
I know.
Because you're 58. Like, that doesn't change. Obviously, motherfuckers are broke these days and they need some money.
True.
Like, that's what's going on.
But here. I also think
But I don't even think Tyson's broke because he has his weed line and
exactly.
everything.
Exactly. Not only that,
I think Jake Paul just wants money and more.
Yeah.
So Tyson went broke and then hired a guy to basically control his money. And I saw on a show, I don't know what show even, but Mike Tyson was talking about the guy that he hired and what. I hate that motherfucker. He never gives me no money. He always says I don't have no money. He must have
hired my wife to run his fucking bills.
Though. But he basically, I mean, he literally, look, you have to okay any money that I get because he went broke and he's like, I'm never doing that again. I'm not smart enough to keep my money. I've got to hire somebody to do it. So he's got a guy now that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But I did. That was the one thing I was going to say, and I trailed off that I forgot about.
What?
That I felt bad about on that first cold plunge, because I made a joke about my wife getting a colonoscopy, and I was like, she won't let me stuff anything up her ass, but apparently if you're a doctor, you can just do whatever the fuck you want to. And I go, I think it's because they make more money than me.
That's what it is.
I thought that would be a great joke. That and then good. She had fucking cancer. I'm like, checkmate, motherfucker. You just won on that one, didn't you?
Yep. Sorry. But the main reason why I wanted to talk about this is because there's...
You mind if I take that joke?
No, go ahead. Yeah. You can... Just apply that to Damon or whoever.
Whoever.
I guess the main reason.
I was trying to think of a dude's name.
The main That's reason why I wanted to bring this up, though, was because there's a lot of people like me who, of course, are going to be rooting for Mike Tyson to tear the fucking head off of Jake Paul.
It's going to happen.
Just rip it the fuck off. But.
It's just such. Dude, it's just such a circus act at this point. It's not even.
I know.
Like, I would have more fun with this if it was fucking the fucking Pikey, fucking the Irish dude.
McGregor?
Yeah, McGregor. Like, if it was Conor McGregor and Jake Paul, that would be a more fun fight for me to watch. I just feel like be more. What, like if it's a boxing match. If
yeah, it's a boxing match. I mean, it's obviously going to be a boxing match. But
you don't understand. I mean, like, if this was Sugar Ray Leonard versus Mike Tyson, that would be more interesting because they're both boxers.
That actually happened. It happened a year ago.
Well, I know, but that's what I'm saying.
But
that's
it was an more exhibition interesting than fight.
This. This is fucking stupid.
It was an exhibition fight, and it was like they gave him a draw, and it was like Mike Tyson beat the shit out of him. I don't understand
anything. Yeah, that was weird, dude. That was really strange.
Yeah, and so that guy was awesome. This, I'm wondering if Mike Tyson really is 58 years old boxing, or, I mean, I've seen him train recently, and it's like he's going to kill him. He's going to fucking kill him. Whatever happened
to Mike Tyson saying he wouldn't live till 60?
I know.
Isn't that what he said? He said he wouldn't live till 60 or he wouldn't live till 55, something like that?
Well, he's got 2 years if you do math.
Well, I know, but I mean,
Jake Paul's going to kill him.
I feel like, what are you doing taking a fight if you don't even think you're going to live 2 more years?
Well, I think he was, at one point, he was walking around with a fucking cane, dude.
Yeah.
Like, and now he's back in shape. He's obviously serious, and he did a couple interviews, and he's talking about it. And like, whenever he gets prepared like this, he becomes a fucking
dude. Animal. It might be something he needs.
I think so.
You know
too.
What I mean?
Yeah,
he might feed on that so much that he just needs that to ignite something to actually go forward in life.
Yeah.
Like that's. I mean, that's, you know, people that retire and they lose their purpose and stuff like that. They just fucking decline.
Yeah.
You know?
So I am, I'm rooting so hard for Mike Tyson. And I
don't think you have to.
Yeah, I don't. Dude. There's no chance.
Yeah, I don't think you have to. I think it's fine.
There's no chance,
Jake
bro.
Jake Paul hits hard.
He does not.
He does.
Hit really hard enough.
Well,
yeah.
I mean.
He does not hit hard enough.
Yeah, but I just, oh, man.
I just want to hear the post-fight interview.
He tried really hard when he was out there.
I give him all the props in the world for coming
Dude,
out
and trying. You know what the best fucking outcome of this fight would be? Mike Tyson bites off Jake Paul's ear. That'd be fucking amazing. That
could happen.
And that would be amazing.
And then we have Jake Paul, Mike Tyson, too.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
And then Jake Paul would fucking start making little grills that you could have in your kitchen.
Yeah.
Wait, was that?
No. That was
it's not George Foreman, right?
Yeah.
That was George Foreman.
Was it George Foreman that got his ear bit off?
It was Evander Holyfield.
Evander Holyfield. Shit.
Yeah, it's okay. All right,
sorry.
It would have been a good joke, though.
Yeah, it would have. Right. Anyways, moving on, obviously, the big, huge, like, news in sports right now is that it is, there's a lot of fucking people moving teams right now.
What if he came out with little cages on his ears?
That'd be good. Yeah, Jake Paul doing that shit.
That would be dope.
Little chastity cages.
Yeah. That's
okay, fucking anyway. Awesome.
Sorry. Anyway.
Sorry, man.
No, there's obviously a lot of roster moves going on.
Yeah, there is. Oh, yeah, hey. We are slowly dismantling our whole team.
100%.
Because we have some cap space to make up for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's...
I thought Saquon Barkley was going to go to the Bears, motherfucker. But I really did. I thought he was going to.
Yeah,
I
no, know. He didn't.
And, I know, and, but there for a minute, it was like, it's going
to
happen.
Which is even crazier because he's actually going to, like, a division rival
I
team.
Know.
Which
I
is
know.
Even kind of funny here, at least for me. But the biggest thing for Denver Bronco fans, yeah, you guys released Russell Wilson. He then signs with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh is paying a whopping $1.3 million for Russell Wilson to be a quarterback because the Denver Broncos is paying the rest. This is the dumbest shit ever. Oh, my God. And that saved, in my opinion, that saved the Pittsburgh Steelers fucking season for next year because they legitimately have Kenny Pickett and nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. So this absolutely saves them. Possibly allowing Mike Tomlin to yet have another winning season, but it is Russell Wilson, so we will see what happens.
Yeah, he'll be calling plays from the Seahawks still.
Yeah, no shit. God damn. But then you also have Kirk Cousins going to the Atlanta Falcons, which I was kind of really surprised, and then I saw the size of that contract, and never mind.
They paid him.
Yeah, sure did.
For sure. They'll see. That's a mistake.
Yeah,
I think you're right. But
they'll see.
Then you had the fucking running back like extravaganza. I mean, you have DeAndre Swift going to Chicago Bears. Yep. Hey, have fun.
Which I think is going to be really great.
Really great for everybody.
For everybody who's playing the Bears.
That's right.
Exactly.
But I mean, he was a Lion. He started at the Lions. We apparently didn't like him enough, so we just kind of gave him up. So you have that.
Like his mom did.
Yeah. Shit. You have Josh Jacobs to Green Bay, which that, again, surprised the shit out of me when you have a young Aaron Jones just sitting there. Mm-hmm. Then they ended up, I believe, releasing Aaron Jones. And up to this point, he has not signed yet. But Tony Pollard is going to the Titans, which then in point means that, well, that means Derrick Henry has to go somewhere. Derrick Henry signs with the Ravens.
Man, that's going to be huge for them.
That's crazy.
I think out of everybody that I've seen going here and going, I think that is a huge get for them.
Yeah.
That is going to make them tough, man.
One of the other teams I think is kind of sneaky good is the Houston Texans. They were shit last year at the beginning of the season, and
they finished really strong.
They made the playoffs. Yep. They looked decent, and they're picking up guys left and right, too.
Derrick Henry, they're the Ravens, though.
Yeah,
they should be unstoppable.
They should
be unstoppable. We say that now,
but we know what the Chiefs are scripted to win again.
Yeah. Like, the other one I had was Joe Mixon to the Texans. The one that shocked the shit out of me was Austin Eckler to the fucking Commanders.
That's a little strange.
Like, that's just going to be bad. So, yeah, lots and lots of roster moves moving around. And the one team that's not really moving very much is mine, and that I'm okay with that. I think we picked up, like, a safety from Tampa Bay.
You didn't need a whole lot.
We need defense. You need to fucking stop the ball. It's going to be a very, very fun-filled offseason, I have a feeling. But anything else happened with you guys as far as sports-related that you want to talk about? Because I'm done.
I played some water sports.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Jerk off in the bathtub again?
Yep.
Good job.
All right.
Good
job. Nice work.
With your floaties?
Oh, of course with the floaties. I don't want to drown for fuck's sake.
You got to have a floaties.
He uses the floaties as a whole. Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
Well, anyways, that is headlines for this week. Now we get to move on to the fun parts of the show, and we have all the time in the world, guys, so feel free to have as much fun as you want. We got What Would You Do, which has come back.
I don't like the way he said that.
What? Not extracurricular activities, but, you know, have some freedom.
All the time.
Have some freedom, man.
Let it all hang out.
What Would You Do is back, and we're going to kick it off with the first one. This one comes in from Jeff Friedman. He wants to know.
Jeff Friedman!
Yeah. He wants to know, a parent has a screaming kid they can't keep quiet right next to you on an airplane. What would you do?
This is easy. Smack the fucking kid.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Shut up!
What the fuck? I don't...
Like one of those solid 50s gangsters. And shut up.
Just throw the baby out the window.
This is when you ask.
No, you cannot throw him out the window.
You can.
That's murder.
Oh, on a Boeing plane, you can.
Well, right.
Just wait. The door will open.
That's true. Just make sure they're sitting by the door with no seatbelt on.
100%. So, yeah, just let it get sucked right out the window. That's what I'm waiting. It's probably going to happen.
Yep.
Pretty easy deal there.
Yeah. That's another thing. That fucking guy from Boeing just magically.
Yeah, dude. Come on. Give me a fucking break. That guy decided to put one in his dome just as. Yeah, never mind.
No.
All right. That's.
I don't know that guy's name, but he didn't kill himself either. Him and Jeffrey Epstein are hanging out together.
I didn't know that the Clintons had so much Boeing stock.
Right? Oh, shit. Anyways, all right, next one. Next one comes in from Brian Scott. He wants to know, a bum fight breaks out in front of you. What would you do?
Start taking bets.
Boom, boom. 100%. The only correct answer.
Like, who is getting this $1.25, Scruffy?
That is the only correct 100%. Answer.
Yeah,
I'll go
punch
with
him in his gangrene.
I just was gonna say, watch. I'm not doing it.
You start taking bets immediately.
Don't go in there and try to break up the fight. Needles. I mean, whatever.
No. Have you ever seen two bums fight? It's not a very good fight.
I bet you it smells amazing.
It's pretty bad. They crack open some scabs. Leaks them out.
Yuck! That's disgusting.
It's good shit.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, next one. This one comes in from Braxton Lint. He wants to know if the three of you...
Braxton Lint sounds like a very white person.
It sounds like a chocolatier.
It does.
Okay, whatever.
Oh, he does,
okay.
Hey, Braxton, chocolate. I need some Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah, stat. Yep.
He wants to know if the three of you went camping and saw a bear on the campsite, what would you do?
I would tell him I'm only into twinks and to get the fuck out of there.
Apparently, we're camping in West Hollywood.
Yay.
I'm taking my shoes off.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What? That's a thing?
I run faster with no shoes on.
With no shoes? Okay.
Yeah. So that's my thing. I just have to outrun them. That's all it takes.
Here's what I would do. I would pull out the large gun that I brought with me since I fucking go camping prepared and dispatch said bear and turn it into a cool fucking sleeping bag and then make its meat into bear jerky.
Yeah.
And make its little bear cubs watch.
Oh, wow. Man. Poor bear cubs.
Poor Yogi.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
Poor Yogi. What is it? Daniel Eaches says that Smokey is a fucking psycho bear because he's wearing a Ranger's outfit, but where's the Ranger? Basically, he's hinting that he killed the Ranger and put on his clothes. It's like the BTK of bears.
Oh, nice. Let's see. Next one comes in from Connor Nezerka, I believe is how you pronounce it. He wants to know, your buddy set you up on a date and lied about who the person was and how attractive they are. Ooh. What would you do?
He's talking about a fat chick.
I would that's probably.
He's talking about a fat chick. Here's the deal. Yeah. They're going to blow you at the end of the day. Like 100%. You just buy them a cake or whatever. You're gonna spend a little more.
Then stick your dick in said cake.
Yeah. No, you're going to spend a little more. You know, she's going to want to eat for sure.
Oh,
And then she's going to want some dessert.
She's not having
and
a salad.
She's going to be like, ooh, I couldn't have another bite. And it's like, you're having all of the bites. And then you buy her a couple drinks and you get that fucking ride home blowjob that she swallows. She always swallows. She's hungry. And then that's how it goes. And then it's just like, dude, you are a fucking piece of shit. I can't believe you hooked me up with that chick. We are going out again Saturday. That's exactly what happened. And they always have huge titties, too. Lizzo's the only fat chick without huge titties.
Oh, God.
Very unattractive.
Did you see her dress at the Oscars?
No, I don't watch the fucking Oscars, weirdo.
The only reason why is because I get a whole bunch of hate Lizzo shit on my Twitter feed, which was fucking hilarious because it was like this big-ass blue dress.
Yeah.
And it said, look at what Lizzo's wearing. It looks like it covered Wrigley Field a couple days ago. It looked like a fucking tarp.
Well, these things happen. That might have been what it was.
It probably was. But yeah, dude, I don't know. I've never been set up and had a bad experience, you know, especially if it's just somebody that's just not attractive and I just can't.
I was going to say, I don't think I've ever like just dissed a blind date or whatever. Like I've always just like come away with at least a friendship. You know what I mean? Like
exactly.
If nothing else, it was just fun to hang out and meet somebody new.
Unless they come in and start barking orders at you and like expect you to do all kinds. No. And then it's like, all right, check please. But
there's nothing to lose. Like you can be a total dick back. It's fine.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you can do
it's,
that.
It's that the easiest sense. Situation on planet Earth. It doesn't have to be nerve wracking.
How about you, JP? What would you do?
I would.
Oh boy!
Be really nice to her.
Okay.
Get my blowjob,
mm-hmm.
and then ask her to send me a bunch of nude pics, and then I would forward them to my friend who set me up with her.
That's perfect. Pretty good. That's good. That's good. A good way to get
that
back.
That is pretty good. Yeah.
Last one comes in from Jesse Peddle. He wants to know: an old lady cuts in front of you at the grocery store with a cart full of stuff and coupons. What would you do?
Try to get her fucking old ass out of the way.
Oh man. I get angry when people do that shit. I really do. That's like one of my things that they have absolutely no like.
People don't.
They don't know anybody else is in the world.
Sit there and talk shit the whole time. Be like, oh, I guess I wasn't fucking standing here.
Yeah,
you saw me standing here. Like, what are you doing? You know?
Oh yeah, it would drive me fucking nuts.
See if she will buy your groceries by the end of it. Maybe it was your blind date.
That's what I would do. I would just throw my shit in her cart with all of her shit.
There you go.
Like, yeah.
And follow her home, murder her, and take the groceries. That's it's what anybody would do.
Oh man, that's a little rough, don't you think?
No, it's fine. This happens every day.
Yeah, come on. All right. Well, that is what would you do? Now we get to move on to JP's favorite part.
Yay!
That's where we draw the line. A lot of really good suggestions this week, guys. Appreciate it for Monday Fun Day.
Uh-oh.
Yep. First one comes in from Dalton Allen.
Hate him.
Two first names.
Yep. Man. Don't like it.
God, it's just that.
Don't like it.
So mean. But Dalton wants to know.
I like Dalton.
I know. He seems like a nice cat.
Yeah, I really like
Dalton. Probably
a
nice dude.
Well, I haven't read the question yet, so let's see what's going on.
We'll see what happens. What's the minimum amount of time to be with someone before you tell them that you love them?
Oh, Dalton can go fuck himself right now.
Still like
him? Asshole.
Still like Dalton, dude?
How have you not blocked this guy from posting on the fucking page?
Let alone use his suggestion.
Wow.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Dick.
Because I figured that this would infuriate both of you, so that's why I picked it.
The minimum amount of time to be with someone before you tell them you love them.
6 years.
You tell them you love them right away so that they will let you
blow you.
Fuck them.
That's true. That is true. That has happened. I have done that before. That is true. And then they actually kind of looked at me weird.
I've never said this before, but I think I might be in love with you.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's true. That's very true.
Oh, no. I guess I'm the only one giving you a real answer. And I think it's a bare minimum of 6 months. 6 months.
Dude, lesbians, the first thing they do is tell each other they love each other.
At the bar.
I know. Yeah. That's ridiculous to me.
Do you want to go on a date?
I read something.
I do. I love you. I love you too.
I read something the other day that said that the highest incidents of domestic violence are in lesbian homes.
Oh, what? They're very.
Yes. Like in the United States of America, the highest incidents of like the most, you know, domestic violence per capita or whatever is in lesbian homes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is the worst.
They're mean.
Yes. Dude. Yeah.
Lesbian on lesbian violence is a thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I guess it kind of does make sense.
I'm the man. No, I'm the man.
You ever just had, scissoring each other extra hard extra that night. Hard.
Yeah. You ever had two chicks work with bruising each other that don't like each other?
Yeah.
That's true.
It's fucking bad. That is true.
Yeah.
It's bad. And when you're in a relationship with something, that means that like that can get like really out of hand.
Did you know how angry you would have to be if you had a vagina and you liked vaginas? I couldn't imagine.
That's true.
I could not imagine the angriness and the fucking hurt and betrayal. The
anger.
Yeah. Yeah.
The anger is strong.
Well, then you just go down on them and it's like you're blowing bubbles. Yeah.
It's not good. Not good at all.
That's gross.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
All right. Well, next one comes in from Reese Newland. He wants to know, how old is too old to start a family?
Well, Al Pacino is 79 years old and just had a baby like a year ago.
That's your cutoff? That's where you're drawing 79. The line? 79.
Here's the deal. It depends on how much money you have.
Very true.
Fucking Elon Musk's father is still making babies right now.
That's because they got good genes.
No, it's because he has billions of dollars. Hey, all right. Ask your 79-year-old grandpa to go out and find a supermodel to have a baby with.
He died. Right. He died. I can't.
Okay. Well, before he died, you should ask him this.
Missed your opportunity.
Get a Ouija board and ask your fucking grandpa if he could go find a 29-year-old model to fuck and have kids with. It all depends on the money. Mm-hmm. 110%. She knows she's going to be set for the rest of it. Pull up a picture of Al Pacino's baby's mama. She's hot as fuck, dude. And she's 24. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I wonder if he does that when he comes. Like, yeah. That's awesome, dude. And then it's just like a puff of smoke that comes out and one little teardrop of cum.
Oh, yeah.
Must have been enough.
It had to have been awesome. In vitro. There's no way.
I don't think so. I think he's just pounding it out, dude. Good for She's him. Pretty fucking hot. I mean, she'd get an old man hard,
well,
for sure.
Well, for sure. But, I mean, God damn.
I mean, I could get an old man hard.
That is true.
79
He'd be all fucking dementia mode. And he'd be like, why is this guy blowing me?
I guess it's okay. It's not bad.
He's like, I'm woke. Yeah, it's...
If I close my eyes... Jesus
Christ. Exactly.
I guess I'm going to go, at least with me...
I would say 40. You need to probably cut it off. Yeah. But if in these other instances where people are insanely fucking rich and it's like going to end up being generational wealth because you fucked the right guy, whatever. Yeah. You know, get after it. But... That'd be weird as fuck for the kid, man. He got born when his dad was 79 years old.
His dad was Al Pacino, you know? And he'll never have to work a day in his life. Who cares?
Al Pacino's going to take his kid to the Little League game and just shit all over the place the whole time he's there. I don't think that's good, man.
That kid's going to be loaded.
He is.
Parent-teacher conferences would be a fucking wild.
That would be wild.
It'd be fucking lit.
That'd be great.
All right. Next one comes in from Chris Cravens. He wants to know, how many times will you reject a phone call before you answer it all pissed off and snap at the person who kept calling you?
Three in a row. Cause I'm fucking X-ing out number one, X-ing out number two, getting a little more pissed off. And then the third one in a row. No, that's three strikes and you're out, motherfucker. You're going to get an earful after that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
that's a perfect
100%.
That is a 100% perfect answer. And I actually think it's kind of fun because I updated my phone. I am always not available on my personal phone.
Nice.
There's only my closest friends who can call me and get a hold of me, and that would be JP and you, Steve.
That makes me feel all mushy inside.
Or anybody that
am I supposed to have a boner
helps with the podcast. But no, I turn that off. But that also means that the people who I don't like when they try to call me, guess what? Bang! Yeah. It immediately hangs up. So they will call me three times in a row. I'll turn that bitch off and call them back and say, "Hey,
blocked,
I'm not available. What part of that don't you under fucking stand?" And then hang up on them. And yeah, that's that.
It was your grandma. She was on her deathbed. She was just trying to call you one last time.
Right. My grandmother can call me whenever the fuck she wants, and I'll answer the phone.
She's blocked.
Yes.
I don't even see it.
Next one comes in from Ryan Sims. He wants to know, where do you draw the line? How many times can you fail your driving test before you decide that driving just isn't for you?
I would say four times.
Four times?
I think that's enough.
Jesus Christ, I just think that's enough.
You know?
How do you, okay, how do you fail a driving test? I guess, okay, maybe I was raised
differently. Maybe you're Asian.
I failed the very first driving test I ever took. I failed it because I ran a red light, but it was because it was fucking yellow, bro. My dad taught me to go. Like, I don't want to be that asshole that stops for the yellow light.
Yeah.
You know?
Slams on the brakes for the yellow light.
Or the fucking asshole that doesn't get out in the middle of the intersection so you can't turn.
Yeah, so and
the
motherfucker has to.
Dude, I hate that shit.
I do too.
I fucking hate that shit.
I hate it too.
So I just tried to drive like I would really drive, and they were like, no, come back again tomorrow, you fucking idiot. And so I had to try it the second time, and I got it.
Yeah, I passed. I didn't have those kind of issues. I don't know. I don't know if I'm a good driver necessarily. I'm an aggressive driver. Yeah. But driving was never hard.
Most little guys with big trucks are very aggressive drivers.
Oh, that is true.
This is true. This is true. It's my Napoleon complex kicking in.
It is.
But yeah, I would say three strikes and you're
out. I'd say three, too.
Three strikes and you're out. If you can't get it, you imagine how many women would not be out on the roads.
No, wouldn't that be nice?
It would be so amazing. People would be using turn signals and shit. Oh, my God. It would be great. It'd be awesome.
What was that?
Lesbians would just have to stay home.
Oh, boy.
Okay, come on.
All right.
Let's see. And last one.
Uh-huh.
It comes in from Ian Hodder.
Okay.
He wants to know, at what point is winter over for you and spring has begun?
I fucking hate winter, dude. It's the worst season of all the seasons, and I try and get it over as soon as possible. Like, when it reaches, like, 65 degrees and I can just wear shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know it's going to go back to like 40 a couple days here and there and shit like that. But it's just over for me at that point. I'm not observing it anymore.
The culmination of the snowboard trip is when spring starts for me.
I say April 1st.
Yeah. April 1st? Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty good.
I'd say
March is usually pretty still cold most of the time.
Here. You know what I mean? But
I say April.
Okay.
Okay. That's my fucking line. That's where I fucking draw it.
Pretty good answer.
I'm going to say spring break.
Okay.
Spring break.
It's right now.
Which is right now. Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's
you're a couple weeks early, but that's fine.
Okay. That's fine. Yep. That's what I'm going to go with. But thank you guys very much for participating in That's Where I Draw the Line. I appreciate that. Now we get to move on. God damn, we are humming through this bitch.
Oh, we are humming, baby.
I'm so excited about that. I'm going to go eat dinner before 10 p.m.
Fuck. Yeah, we're humming, baby.
Okay,
I love hummers. Love hummers. Mostly giving them.
Yeah. Okay. That's good for you.
I've never done that, but.
All right.
Thank you for your service.
If you ever need any advice or need a tip or two,
okay,
let me know.
I'm sure you have all the tips.
Me and you. We're going to need a volunteer.
Shit.
All right.
Okay. Now we get to move on to questions and preguntas.
Yay.
I've got a bonus one for me and Steve at the end of this whole video. But we are obviously going to kick this bitch off with Travis Cagle.
What a clown.
Travis Cagle.
Isn't he adorable? Oh, I just want to pick him up and eat his ass. Yeah.
No, he is the... I told that little... Anyway, let's go ahead.
Travis Cagle wants to know, how do you handle the rejection of not opening for Pauly Shore?
I think the only way to get over it is to sleep with your best friend named JP. I really believe that.
Here's the deal. I wouldn't know how to answer this question because I've never been rejected by Pauly Shore.
Fuck. Twice.
In my defense, I did offer to put him in a baby carrier and carry him around on my back on stage the whole time.
Baby Bjorn.
Yeah. And we were just not going to say anything about it or even acknowledge that it was going on.
Dude, that would have been hot.
And I think that would have been the greatest fucking stand-up act on planet Earth.
Did you see his New York Times bestseller book?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That was fucking awesome.
The Boy Who Cried Weasel.
Yeah.
I shared it today on our podcast.
Yeah, was good.
I will say the lady that runs the theater that this show was at, she was like, I absolutely love how Travis interacted on these posts and stuff like that. She said, I am 100% going to use him next time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's probably going to be like Carrot Top or something. But it'll
be Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, it'll be fucking badass, dude. He is a shoe-in for everything going forward.
Shit. Well, that's awesome. Hope Travis is getting over it
somehow. Next time there's a comedian here that doesn't want to share his money and wants to make sure he's the funniest person on stage, we're going to use Travis.
That's
oh,
right.
Fuck yeah. It's awesome.
Oh, shit. Anyways, next question comes in from Donnie Thompson Jr. Mm-hmm. He wants to know, rejected all electric vehicle brand names. Jesus, ooh, that's a mouthful.
Fuck, the meltdown.
You know what? That's a stupid fucking question.
Why?
I don't like it.
I didn't even look at it.
Rejected all electric vehicle brand names.
Yeah, like, okay, you got Tesla, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, what... what?
Exxon 2.0.
Oh, okay.
Exxon Revisited.
The Hot Wire. You
know? The Hot Wire, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking,
yeah. I like that one.
I think, like, I'm going to name it Watt.
Yeah.
Watt.
W-A-T-T.
Watt? Yeah. Watt?
Yeah,
Watt? What? I wish you could say Watt a few more times.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
We all got the joke to begin with.
You can get Wheezy to be the spokesman.
That is. Yeah. I don't think.
What are you driving?
What? Okay. It comes with a pimp cup and the fucking cup holder already.
The Wheezy edition.
The Wheezy edition.
Yep. Man, I love it. I love it.
And I'd make a model called the Delusion because electric cars suck.
Well,
no, they really suck.
They're not very cool.
Yeah.
They're way more expensive.
They are cool when they're all charged up and you can just run around LA in them. I had a rental Tesla one time from Hertz Rental Car, and it was actually pretty badass. Like, they're fast. They're like, they do kind of some cool shit. But if you're not in a really big metropolitan area like that, where you're just kind of
here and there,
you know what I mean? Yeah.
If you got to go any distance.
Yeah. Like, it's going to take you 3 days to drive, you know, like a trip, an 8-hour, 10-hour trip.
I did the math. So it took me from here to Angel Fire, New Mexico, it took me 8 hours in a regular vehicle. If I would have taken an electric vehicle, it would have taken me 2.5 days.
Yeah,
because,
that's about right.
And that's being very, very gracious with the charging time.
You can't charge those to 100% either.
No, 85.
So otherwise, it'll fuck up the battery. Yes. So, yeah. It's
bad. All right. Yikes. Anyways.
Oh, and the Cybertruck, I guess, is like a fucking...
It's a beast.
Oh, dude. It's but it only goes like 100 miles or something, and then you're just toast.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah.
Next one comes in from...
It might even go that much. I don't know.
Anyway. Steven Moat. He wants to know...
Sounds like he has a good name.
He does. It's not two first names, that's for sure. He wants to know, if Disney World had a strip club, what would it be called?
Ooh, Mickey's titties. Oh no, Minnie's house.
Minnie's house. There we go. That's good.
Donald Duck in it.
Yes.
I like it. Yeah.
I like that.
The happiest stage on earth is
the happiest stage on earth.
That's good. Anyways.
It's a small, small world.
It's a small world after all. Oh God, that's good.
Geppetto's Ho House.
Isn't that one of Geppetto's house?
Mufasa's pride.
Yeah,
That's for the gay guys. Let's get that.
Oh, I love that.
There you see. There
Walt's secret show.
Yeah. Walt's Disney.
Yeah. Okay. Next one comes in from Tyler Plack again, or Placky again. He wants to know, is it really a gambling addiction if you aren't losing money?
What do you
mean
again? Did he have a question earlier?
I think he did. Oh, maybe he did.
No, he does a lot, though.
He does do a lot.
Oh. Yeah.
But Tyler does want to know, if you're not losing at gambling, is it really an addiction if you just keep
Absolutely
on winning?
Absolutely not. It's a fucking job.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. It's a well-paid hobby or a job if you're not losing at gambling.
And Steve is trying to convince
his wife. And no fucking gambler is actually losing at gambling. We're all breaking even. We just win a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
All I do is win.
Yeah.
What do you think, JP?
Yeah, no.
So you can win and win and win and win a lot. Dude. But it just takes that one big fucking loss that turns your life.
No, that's why you just got to do a bunch of little losses.
Oh, little losses.
You know?
You can control your little ones and your big ones?
If your wife is still happy and you're bringing money home, it is not a gambling addiction at all. Okay. And
I'm addicted to a lot of things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Cock.
Uh-oh.
And?
Marijuana.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are not
bowling.
Those are not positive ROI.
Bowling's okay.
And I'm addicted to gambling.
Yeah, okay. You are.
I am. I gamble on
anything.
You nice. And Steve both.
I gambled on getting in the car and coming here today.
I love it. That's yeah. fucking awesome.
Did you win the bet?
I'm not sure yet.
That one's almost as ridiculous as Steve Peters betting on chess.
Well, sometimes you just gotta.
Oh man, did you see the professional ping pong? Game. The professional ping pong league.
Oh, it's in Australia, and they have one in China. Oh no, shit!
Yeah, they're gonna be here next week.
Oh, we'll be able to bet on that too.
Fuck yeah, we will.
Ping pong is fun to bet on because those are quick. It's just like boom, 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 boom.
Jesus Christ!
Ping pong is a blast to bet on. You guys
are fucking ridiculous.
Okay.
All right. Next one comes in from Ninja Fighter 1128.
I'm pretty sure this guy doesn't fight ninjas.
You never know.
Dude, his real name is not revealed because I can hover over the name and it still says Ninja Fighter.
That's his name.
It's Tyler Plackey.
It is. It's.
Yeah. Shit. I really do like this question, though. He wants to know.
I like it too.
Would you rather be a part of the Jackass crew or the Impractical Jokers crew?
I feel like the Jackass crew has like way more street cred. The Impractical Jokers crew to me is kind of corny.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of dorky. But I don't want to fucking like taser my nuts either. You know what I mean? So that's a fucking tough one, man. Like that should have been like this shitty situation or something because that really is like what do you do there? You know what I mean? Like I don't want to stick a toy car up my ass and go get a fucking X-ray. You know what I mean? That's a Tuesday for JP, but
here's
most people.
The X-ray isn't the worst part. I know what you're thinking, but the X-ray isn't the worst part.
But just, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that would be... Shit, I don't know, man. So, I think I have to go with Impractical Jokers.
Me too.
Because I like fucking with people and stuff. Like, that would be kind of fun.
Yeah.
I don't.
Jackass is way better.
I don't know if you guys like know this about me, but I am
a douche. Yeah, we know.
I know that.
We already know.
But the worst thing for me is awkward humor. I hate that so much. It makes me so uncomfortable, which is pretty much Impractical Jokers from the start to the end.
Yeah, you have to try and keep a straight face. Yeah.
So then you would think...
I like that shit, though. Like, I enjoy that challenge.
I know. And I fucking hate it. But the other
maybe
thing
when
is,
the Impractical Jokers come next time, you can open for them.
Maybe.
It'll be down to me and Travis Cagle.
Yeah.
But the other thing is if you realize that the new Jackass movie came out not too long ago, and they got a bunch of new guys that they were putting through the ringer, and one of them got their fucking hand bitten off by a fucking shark.
That happens.
That sounds like a good time. I mean, but then again, like, dude, you have a cool fucking story.
Yeah, you do.
If you get slapped by a Karen in a fucking grocery store because you put a carrot in her purse.
Right.
That's dumb.
That's a dumb story.
You know what I mean? But, dude, I got my fucking hand bitten off by a shark on Jackass 2. Watch it in the movies. Yeah. That's pretty badass, man.
I agree.
There's a good fucking argument for both.
It's like that one little trans dude that got his hand ate by the tiger in Joe Dirt.
Mulvaney.
Yeah. No.
Oh.
Tiger
King?
Tiger King. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Was that Dylan Mulvaney? It might have been.
I think so.
It could have been.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it.
That's where all the free Bud Light came.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
that's the only trans dude I know is Dylan Mulvaney. I don't know of any other. Well, I guess fucking Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
I do have some Caitlyn Jenner jokes.
But I guess to wrap this up, I'm still going to go with the Jackass crew. I can't do the Impractical Jokers.
Got you.
And last question.
Let's do this.
Comes in from Jesse Peddle. He wants to know, worst things for your spouse to bring home unannounced.
Dude, if Jesse Peddle has fans, are they Peddle files?
Maybe.
All right.
I think I'm going to make the shirts.
I like it.
Okay.
All right.
So what's the worst thing for your spouse to bring home unannounced?
Puppies.
What?
Dude, puppies. It sucks.
I would love puppies.
A jackass. Not when you already have two dogs and two cats.
There's only one good answer here.
Oh, black guys. Fuck. Okay. That would be a little terrifying.
That's not it.
After a night out, she's like, hey, I'm going to get rammed by this giant wiener.
Herpes. The answer is herpes.
Herpes would suck, too. Mm-hmm. That would suck. But if you already have them, it's not that big of a deal.
That's true.
I mean, by the like the third time you get them, it's
that's
fine.
True.
It's fine.
You make a good point.
The in-laws.
Yeah.
That.
Oh yeah.
Fuck that's good. Me, yeah. Man.
Yeah, my father-in-law is black though, so I go back to the yeah.
That's yep. Good.
Yeah, it all works still.
It's my fine. God. The other thing I was thinking of is like whenever you ever come home from work and you're the first one home, and there's like a stack of Amazon Prime boxes.
Oh fuck yeah, dude! All the time, all the fucking time.
It's like constantly, great, honey. Carried in like all
you
your
can't
shit.
Get through the front door because there's bullshit everywhere, and yes, you have to kick it out of the way.
Absolutely, yep, it's fucking ridiculous. Yep,
that's true.
Ah, boy. Well, I do have one more question that I thought of, and it's mainly for, well, you can chime in with this too. Okay. But Steve and I are
can
both.
Can I?
Where yeah. Does it? I don't see this on.
That's because it's there. Not on there.
Yeah, I've not prepared.
But because no, Steve,
as opposed to the rest
I
of the questions,
I didn't prepare. Yeah.
Steve and I are the ones that are married on this show, mm-hmm. And so my question is:
why can't JP be married? You don't observe that
because we're in Kansas. And even though the government says it's okay, we're still in Kansas.
Well, at least we can abort those gay babies.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
Goddamn well, you right. Can't in Texas. No. You got to keep them and raise them until they're JP size.
Yeah, and nobody wants that.
Jesus Christ. But anyways, the question is, what do you think the very first step towards divorce is? Like, what's that moment when you start, you do something that eventually leads to divorce? What's the first step?
I think a lot of it is financial.
You think so?
I do. Well, and I mean, I think if your wife comes home and she's like, hey, I've been fucking this guy at work for 2 months. I feel like we're getting closer.
That's a good indicator.
That's a very good indicator. Violent shove.
Here's the deal. I think it's when you completely lose faith in your partner and you can't stand to be around them anymore. It's like, yeah. Why are you fucking breathing? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why don't you just stop? But then that's a two-way street. Because if you don't want to fix anything that's already... This is if you're married. If it's your girlfriend, just kick her fucking dumb ass out. Throw her clothes out. Just go down the road. Yeah. But if you're married, it's going to cost too much to do that. I promise. They're going to take half your shit.
100%.
So at least make the effort. You're like, at one point, you loved this chick. And then some dude is listening to this like, I fucked her once and got her pregnant. I hated this bitch from day one. All right, you're the exception, dude. But other than that, most people were dating for 2 years and then they got married and then it just fucking fell off because life happens and life is far too hectic and too crazy to fucking have to worry about another person. So you become selfish and you start thinking about yourself. You're not thinking about your spouse and then she resents you or you resent her and back and forth. And then you just fucking hate each other after a while and you want to fucking go. And then you need to do something like go on a cruise with other fat people or whatever the fuck it is where you can just eat as much as you want and drink as much as you want and go on down the road and go to a fucking counselor and just see if you can salvage it so you can at least say you tried everything before you just kicked her ass out and then you have to jump back in the dating pool, which is fucking stupid, especially after you've been married for a while.
Yeah.
That would be my answer.
I had a hard, long, like, thought process with this. Every single time me and my wife go into like different rooms or whatever, or if I hang up with her on the phone, I always tell her I love her.
Okay. Then she's like, fuck off.
No. No, she gets mad if I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
That's weird.
Yeah, man.
You would think she'd be smarter than she is.
But she's not.
I know. Thank God.
She's with me.
She's a very, very sweet lady.
She is.
She's excellent. She is. I like she's amazing.
I like her too.
But yeah. But no, I definitely said what Steve said, which would be, you know, whenever she says,
I really do. I think you fall into a rut.
Yep.
Of that's where what you I was just, say. Where you just start to hate each
every
other
relationship,
and it just festers, yep. Man. It just gets worse. It doesn't get any better because neither of you want to work on yourselves or each other growing. And you just make it worse.
It's when you as a person stop growing.
Yep.
And then the person is with you. All the time. So
do you work 60 hours a fucking week and then you come home to get fucking yelled at? Fuck this bitch.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, seriously. It's like, I you can't stand that. Everybody's human. You know what I mean?
Great question, Scotty.
Yeah, man.
That's pretty good.
I figured that would be a fun one. But
that is a good one.
Is that why you asked me about that divorce lawyer?
I just know it's coming eventually.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, he wants to get on the ball.
I gotta get prepared
for sure.
Shit, but anyways,
Robbie
guys,
had a Dr. Phil moment on this fucking show. That's what everybody comes here for.
Absolutely. But guys, thank you very much for participating in Munt Day Fun Day. Check out every Monday. I put the post out, and any suggestions you guys have, if we like them, we'll put them on the show and give you a shout out. So thank you for those of you who did participate. And if I didn't pick your question, don't fucking feel bad.
Ooh.
Yeah. But now we get to move on to a very popular part of every single Laughing on the Sidelines podcast episode. This is the Laughing on the Sidelines draft.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Laughing on the Sidelines draft.
Let's take that down just a hair.
No, I get a little bit excited.
Ooh,
it's your favorite part.
I know. Yeah. I'm excited about this part because we get to have a really fun draft this week. Last week was really fucking hilarious. I don't know if you guys saw it, but the rejected Go-Go Gadget contraptions.
It was good.
That was fucking awesome. And I lost. But that's okay because they're not here. So yeah, I kind
of both of them.
I kind of get a win on the technicality. But the last episode JP was on, he won the draft. So I think it only fair to give you credit for that win.
Thank you.
And so this week you get the championship picks. I get the sandwich picks. And Steve hasn't been here for a while, and so he gets the first overall pick. And guys, this week's draft is going to be one I've been wanting to do for a really long time, but Derek's a real big negative Nancy, and he just keeps on shooting it down. But that is our favorite Adam Sandler movies. Okay? He doesn't have to star in it. He can just be in it, but your favorite ones. Not the best ones, your favorite ones.
Very good.
Steve, you get your first pick, dude.
My first pick?
Yes.
This isn't even funny.
Oh, no.
One of my favorite Adam Sandler movies because I'm a gambler and I did not expect the fucking ending and it actually like shot through me to where I went, oh, fuck. Like it literally genuinely fucked me up.
Yep.
Uncut Gems.
Yep. Yep.
100%, dude.
And let me say, that was a fucking awesome movie.
It was an amazing fucking movie and nothing that I expected Adam Sandler to be in. He's in a phenomenal fucking, like the range that he has to do that with all the dumb shit that he does, that was impressive as fuck. Like that was awesome.
I've had my share of uncut gems.
Oh, me too.
If you know what I mean.
No, yeah, I know. It's okay, we're not talking about penises. I was talking about the gamblingness.
I'm always talking about
penises. I was talking about parlays that didn't work.
Didn't come through.
Exactly.
Okay, so here's the deal. I have two that I really want, and I think either one would be a 101. It'd be definitely a top pick. But I'm a golfer, and I golf a lot.
Oh, fuck you.
And if anybody who golfs, there are more lines from Happy Gilmore that get said during a game of golf. Course. So I have to go with Happy Gilmore as my
pick. Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. That's a good one.
Now, JP gets two in a row.
What an asshole.
I'm going to go with the cobbler.
No, you fucking...
Yeah.
Oh, God. So basically...
And Jack and Jill.
Oh, my. That's so terrible.
What an asshole.
Those are the worst ones.
I'm going worst.
He's doing the worst.
Yeah.
So basically, we get a free space.
When do I get to do two in a row?
It's almost coming. It's mine. <Yeah. laughs>
He's really excited about it.
He's one of my favorite actors on the planet.
Yeah, is he really?
Yeah,
for sure. Good. Because I'm
just because he's such a good dude, man. He brings a lot of happiness to a lot of people.
Oh, he really does.
The whole reason I wanted to do comedy was just to like make people laugh and make them happy. Like he does that.
I know.
He's the goat.
I get it. But my other 101, because JP definitely didn't take the other one I was thinking of, is the one that I've quoted probably my entire life over and over and over again, and that is Billy Madison.
You fucking dick.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson now or 1974.
Yeah, that was awesome, dude. I loved that movie.
74.
What are you looking at, penguin?
No, swan.
Oh, yeah.
Stop looking at me, swan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, Steve, you get two in a row, dude.
All right. I am going to go with Big Daddy.
Damn it. That was the one I was hoping would come back.
I love Big Daddy.
It's so good.
Actually, I'm going to keep it like legit.
Yeah.
Like I said, I know that he made me laugh and shit like that. I'm going to go with Big Daddy and Longest Yard.
Okay. That's a good one. That is
a good... Because it's a sports podcast.
Yeah, well...
But my next one, I think, is going to be goofy.
All right. So I have Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison.
Do you get two now or one?
No, I just get one.
Oh, you better hurry up.
I just get one.
Okay, everybody's waiting.
That's okay. I'm also going to go with a great football movie. Okay, and
that was my next one, too.
Waterboy.
Let's fuck off.
Fuck yes. Okay. Spear somebody. Fuck yeah.
Okay, yep. I think it's JP's turn.
JP gets two in a row.
I'm going to go with Bedtime Stories.
Okay. Jesus
Christ. And Pixels.
Oh, I thought you were going to...
I never saw Pixels. Is it any good?
No. It's horrible. It wouldn't be on my list if it was good.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, fine. I do have two really good ones that I just don't know which one I want to get.
Oh, you're next again?
I am.
Oh, wow.
Because it's Snake. It comes back.
Oh, okay. How many do I get to guess?
You have two more. You have two coming up back to back.
Back to back?
Yeah, you have two coming up back to back. You're there, Bubba. Boy. Okay. Ah, damn it. This is kind of tough.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't really like one, and I really liked the other. I'm going to go... Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
This is so tough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Chuck and Larry.
Surprised JP didn't go with
that. That was going to be my last pick.
No, I'm going to pick Chuck and Larry. I thought it was hilarious. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Steve, you get two in a row.
I am going with Mr. Deeds.
Yeah, that was the one I was kind of wavering on.
And Grown Ups.
Okay. I saw the first Grown Ups.
It was between that and Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo, but he didn't have, like, I don't know. Anyway.
Well, that kind of makes me happy because I'm going to go with the other one I was kind of wavering over between three, and I'm going to go with Anger Management.
That was fucking good,
dude. It was good.
That was actually really good.
I really liked that movie a lot.
I feel like I'm going to have to go home and watch a fucking Adam Sandler marathon for the next few days.
Well, you'd be surprised how many movies he's in.
Oh, dude, it's insane.
It's nuts. The list I'm looking at has top 50.
So who has more picks now? Just JP?
JP just has one? His last pick.
That's it? And he's trying to find the worst one.
Movie of all time.
If he doesn't pick Little Nicky, what the fuck, dude?
Little Nicky's great.
I was gonna say I actually like Little Nicky.
All right,
I'm betting he picks like a hot chick or something.
I'm going with Sandy Wexler.
That's fucking great,
Sandy Wexler. Oh,
shit, that's
awesome. My god. So, anyways, that is our
that is a hell of a list, boys.
There's a lot of honorable mentions. I really did like the first half of Click. The second half was like depressing.
Yep.
So I didn't like that. Spanglish was awful.
Oh my god, I love that movie.
I thought it was terrible.
Cloris Leachman, dude. Fuck yeah. Anything with Cloris Leachman and Adam Sandler in it, fuck.
Bulletproof was good.
Bulletproof was legit.
Yeah. But the list that I have on here has his number one movie is Going Overboard.
Really?
Yeah.
That's strange.
That is very strange.
I found it odd to find one of my favorite movies on the entire planet is called Dirty Work.
Oh, yeah.
And I love that movie so much, and it popped up that he was in that movie, and I cannot for the life of me remember where the fuck he was at in that movie.
No.
It had to have been a small part, like a super small part, because it was Norm MacDonald was the biggest part of the whole movie, and then fucking Artie Lang, and I just don't remember where the fuck Adam Sandler was in that movie. I'm sure he was there. Oh, Chris Farley was hilarious in that movie. The Saigon whore that bit his nose off.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Dude, holy shit. It was great. I love that fucking... It was such a B-list, stupid fucking... But it was just... Dude, I love that movie.
I forgot.
Chevy Chase was in that movie, too.
I know.
As the doctor.
I did find another one I totally forgot about. You Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Oh, dude, that was great.
I thought it was hilarious.
It was so stupid.
It was so dumb.
But it was great.
But yeah, you guys, you can go to laughingonthesidelines.or at facebook.com and vote for the list of the your favorites. Mm-hmm. Your favorites, JP. Your
yeah,
favorite favorites. Adam Sandler
Those
movies.
Those are my favorites. I'm going to watch them when I get home tonight, all of them. Yeah, uh-huh. Back to back to back to back to back to back.
You can also go on X, which is at LOT Sidelines, and vote there as well. And whoever wins next week gets a mouth hug from JP, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Very well. I'm in.
Fuck, I hope I win.
There you go. But ladies and gentlemen, now we get to move on to
subject.
Oh, okay.
I was just going to ask everyone that's out there to please send some prayers up from Natalie, my wife, for her cancer.
Absolutely.
Fight. Yeah. Please.
And then for me to get a mouth hug from JP.
But now I get to move on to my favorite part of every single episode. This is the Laughing on the Sideline Shitty Situation of the Week.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Laughing on the Sidelines Shitty Situation of the Week, brought to you by Travis Cagle and his New York Times bestseller, The Boy Who Cried Weasel.
Gosh, I wish I knew what that felt like. I just don't understand that level of rejection. Maybe one day.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But not today.
Not, definitely not this weekend. That's for sure. Right. When he was rejected. No, I was not. I was picked.
Great.
That's, gosh, I wish I understood what he felt like.
Anyways.
But I do not. At all.
This
I was picked.
This week's Laughing on the Sidelines Shitty Situation is, dear God, would you rather have your hand bitten off by a shark while filming an episode on Jackass? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or would you rather be a transsexual at the Tiger King's place and get your hand bitten off by a tiger?
I'll go first.
I wouldn't.
I am going Tiger King.
We know.
Yeah.
Because there's meth.
That's true.
And so once your hand gets bitten off or whatever, at least you could fucking medicate.
Yeah. Oh,
if you get your hand eaten off by
a
shark.
That is true, dude.
On Jackass, they're basically fucking, yeah.
But no. It's rubbing salt in the wound, too.
Right.
It's salt water.
Yeah, right.
That's got to burn a little
extra. I'm going to go Tiger. I think that's fucking cooler. Somehow.
I don't.
Plus, I've always wanted to be trans.
I support you.
I mean, if it's a choice,
thank
go
you,
for
Steve.
It.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy you so much Bud Light.
Like, yeah.
Well, that just takes a case.
And yeah.
Then you'll wake up tomorrow and you'll be in a dress.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, what the fuck? That's awesome.
This isn't Saturday.
How committed to this trans thing do we have to be?
Very.
I mean, are we getting surgery?
You're tucking it back.
No,
you don't have to get surgery. Dylan Mulvaney's never gotten surgery. He still has a dick.
Oh, good for him.
But what do we? Do we have to get
surgery? No.
Okay.
Just get your hand eaten off.
Just go in my cold plunge and you will have a vagina. I promise you. Your dick turns inside out. I promise you. It happens every day. Except for Saturday and Sunday. Mine stays out after that.
If God damn it, if this were any other animal in this fucking water, I want to be on Jackass. I don't mind getting hurt a little bit, but if you put me in anywhere where there's fucking sharks, I'll die.
Yeah.
I will die of fear. And so
he does look like a snacky little morsel to a shark,
though. Oh, God.
Know? And he kind of looks like a trans woman.
That is true.
Thanks, man.
Damn, this has got to be a tough one for him.
Yeah, if you told people you used to be a chick, I bet you they'd believe it.
Oh, man, that hurts.
Thought that that's what he was.
Oh, yeah. I just fully committed.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what, yeah.
So basically, I get to be myself and go and get my hand bitten off by a tiger.
Easy deal.
It's easy. Yeah.
All right.
Way easier.
It's a tough one, man.
Two trans tigers here. Don't let us down.
It is a tough one because you're already on land. You can just put a tourniquet on it and then, you
smoke
know what
some
I mean?
Meth.
Oh, man, this is fucking tough. But I feel like, kind of like I was talking about earlier, I don't
you're
feel
going
like
for the street cred.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get that street cred. If you get your hand bitten off by a fucking shark on Jackass 2, and people are like, what happened to your hand?
Jackass 4 or 5, actually.
Whatever. And then it's like, I got my hand bitten off by a shark on Jackass. Go watch it. Even a 12-year-old kid's going to be like, dude, that's so fucking cool. But if you're like, I was in love with this gay guy that sold tigers, and I was a transvestite, and I was trying to feed a tiger, and I got too close to it, and it bit my hand. That's just too long of a story.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I feel like Jackass is the way to go.
All right.
I really do. I feel like there's more respect, you know? Because people are going to be like, that guy's a fucking movie star.
There are a lot of transphobic people out there, too.
He wasn't
Good point, Steve.
No, I will tuck my dick back right now, sir. Yeah, I promise. Yeah. I already have tits. I mean, you can see them every day when I do my plunges. I don't do it in a shirt. Dude, how fucking horrible would that be? Like the fat kid in my swim shirt when I got into the fucking, when I got into the cold plunge. I might actually start doing that from now on. My tits are gigantic. Derek, dude. They flop around.
We had a question.
They float on the top.
Yes, yeah. They do. I have to push the nipples back down underwater.
We had a question years ago on this show, and it was something in relation to going streaking out on a baseball field.
Mm-hmm.
And Derek picked the other option because he said that if he went streaking on a baseball field, he would look like a transgender person who hasn't fully committed yet.
You know what?
Made of Play-Doh.
I imagine Derek naked looks like a Simpsons character.
Like on Family Guy where Peter Griffin walks out naked and you can't see his dick.
Right.
That's awesome, dude. I love that. I can see that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Well,
I wonder how Derek shaves his balls.
Oh, he doesn't.
You don't think so? He's just full on bush. How could
he? He doesn't even shower every day.
Yeah. Okay. Come on, man. This is ridiculous.
Oh fuck!
I bet he puts Nair.
If Derek ever did shave his balls and ass, they could make a wig for a small child going through chemotherapy.
That poor kid. Just when they thought it couldn't get worse.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, that's another great episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast.
Yay.
I'd like to thank Mr. Steve Peters. Thank you very much, sir.
Comedy.
And as always, JP. He's the man. No, seriously, thank you guys very, very much.
You should bring glitter with you.
That would be messy.
Hold on, I've got some. Sure. It's in my pocket.
Shit.
I love it.
But anyways, guys, thank you very much for doing everything that you guys do for this podcast. Telling people word of mouth is pretty much the advertising that we have, and our TikToks and our social media shares that we do. Share those to your friends. If you like them, we sincerely do appreciate it. But as we always like to say, guys, do us a favor. If you like us, tell your friends. But if you don't like us,
we hope that you're close to a bum fight when it breaks out, and then they just decide to start fighting you.
If you don't like us, tell your enemies. And until next time, guys, keep on laughing, assholes. We'll see you later. Take care.
Bye.